Hey, welcome to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. This is Alex, your favorite podcast host, and you don't even have to say it. The market's been crazy, and I went missing in action last week. No episodes, rare posts in the Discord. Well, I'm back. I had to re-engineer my mindset. I had to hit the reset button, and that was what last week was about. I spent time with family, took the week to consolidate my stock market notes over the last year or so into one notebook, and I was getting my mind ready to return to battle, this time with just $20. For real, this time the $20 challenge is back, and I'm going to stick with it. I know we started a few months back, and we did, I think, two trades, and we're doing well, and then I just stopped. Well, it's back, and I'm going to stick to it this time. We're going to do stock and crypto trades as well as option trades. And anything I don't post or report here on the podcast, I'm only doing three times a week. If I do something on a Tuesday, I can let you know about it in the Discord so you'll get it real time if I can't get it into an episode before then. So join the Discord and listen in future episodes for the moves I'm considering. Today we're going to look at three common mistakes every beginner makes in the stock market. So go leave a five-star review on the show, and when you get back, we're going to jump right in.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The first of our mistakes for beginners in the stock market is that we start out making trading decisions based on fundamentals, not chart reading. I remember when I began trading, I didn't understand the correlation between stock price and company valuation. So when I saw how low AT&T stock was compared to Verizon and other stocks, I thought, no way. I use AT&T every day. Everyone I know uses AT&T. It has to go up. So I bought call options. Now, if you don't know, stock price has to do with the company's valuation and, again, the number of shares they have outstanding or shares they have available in the market. So I didn't understand that. All I saw was, oh, stock price. I understand the fundamental value, so it must be worth more. But, again, it had nothing to do with that. So I needed to learn how to just read charts if I was going to trade, right? People will buy trash. Right, I'm not talking AT&T trash, but people will buy trash and just sell to someone for more money. It happens literally every day. There's a market for everyone, and it doesn't have to make sense. So even if, right, per se, AT&T and Verizon had the same valuation and the stock price was lower or whatever, and I just thought AT&T was better, right? It doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter what you think, because at the end of the day, traders aren't trading fundamentals. They're trading stocks. Right? Traders aren't trading fundamentals, they're trading charts. So after losing sums of money, trading on fundamentals, I found technical analysis, right? And analyzing charts. Both techniques have a place, but in the short-term trading world, which we're talking about right now, technical analysis is the way to go. And that brings me to the second mistake, relying too heavily on indicators, ironically enough. Many beginner traders who start exclusively with technical analysis are met with a similar, albeit opposite, challenge, right? If they've read books on indicators and tried to apply them all to their strategy, the beginner will be met quickly with a foot in their mouth, right? A disappointment. There are literally thousands of indicators in technical analysis of charts and even more thousands of variations to those same indicators. Your mind will spin. And if you try to use all of those charts or you try to analyze every single one of those indicators, you're going to go crazy. For the beginner, learning to understand price action and group psychology is equally important in developing as a trader. Combine that with the right indicators, not all of them, the right and correct indicators, and the mindset, the beginner can learn to develop a proper trading strategy. Now, our third common mistake for today is listening to trading tips on major market news networks. as beginners, we're just looking for the answers. I mean, some of us want guidance, but others just want the answers. They don't even want to learn. They just want to know what to buy and when to make their money. But for both of those people, right, major financial networks pretend to provide you with both, right, answers and guidance. CNBC, Bloomberg, and other shows where some investors or fund managers come on and tell us what to buy and what you should absolutely avoid. We're also subscribing to newsletters and buying what they say they're buying, right, to do what they're doing. Now, these major players don't owe us anything. Our success doesn't serve them. In fact, when they're moving millions of dollars of shares, they need someone to absorb what they're selling. And in that way, we are useful to them. But otherwise, we're not, right? So be careful when you're tuned into these interviews on major networks, and they're clearly giving you financial advice. I mean, they're on TV for a reason, but they're entertainers first. Remember that. They're entertainers first. They act in the interest of their own clients or their own financial interests second, and they're educators very last, right? Entertainers, businessmen, and then educators are last, right? So be careful when you're watching that. Now, that's it for our common mistakes. This week is going to be something for the books, for sure, I think. I mean, I was wondering if we were going to have a Santa Claus rally at all this year, given how the market was behaving coming into the month. But it seems investors are pushing for that Santa Claus rally. Futures are higher coming to today, and the inflation report was high last week, above 6%. But since it was in line with expectations, investors are still going, right? They didn't go running away. They're pumping more in and trying to push the market even higher. Also, the Omicron virus doesn't seem to be any more deadly. So American investors aren't really impacted much by headlines regarding the virus. And the big movers this week will be the Fed chair speaking on Wednesday. If he's more hawkish or bearish than expected, we may see this bullish push shaken up a little bit. But if he doesn't say anything to spook investors, then we might see a Santa Claus end of the year rally after all. Right now, no trade ideas as of the time I'm writing this. But if I make any moves between now and Wednesday, I'll drop it in the Discord if I can't get it to you in the next episode in time. But that's it for today. So let me know in the Q&A if you've made any of the common mistakes I made earlier. I mean, I know I've made them. I've made them all more than once, to be honest. But that's the beauty of the journey, right? What was weakness is now a weapon. So let's get ready to take on the market this week. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review, join the Discord, and remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.